Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, June 15th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 97. Well, no intro music, no outro music. I'm actually in my car using the Audio Boo app. But I did want to talk about the market a little bit, Pandora and Greece, because the man, we opened up to a huge day down this morning, just a big gap down. And the reason being given is because of Greece, right? Greece debt, and we've heard it before. We've heard it month after month after month after month. Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't matter. Today they deem it to matter, and Greeks are taking the street and protesting the austerity measures. And to me, this is an issue of, you know, Greek debt and the government spending too much and not being able to, you know, continue to fund these big entitlement programs. You know, they just have a lot of debt, and it's kind of a microcosm for what's facing the United States down the road, right? Take a look at California and New York, all these local pensions and city pensions and the federal budget deficit, and we're kind of at a point where, you know, we're almost living on not just borrowed money, but borrowed time. At some point, man, I mean, you know, over $1 trillion deficits, and we're increasing entitlements, right? We're creating a new healthcare program, the Obamacare. And, you know, I think anybody that has their head screwed on straight realizes that's not going to save money. It's going to actually cost money because you're going to have more people seeking health care and being treated and taking monthly prescriptions and that kind of stuff. So, not to sound inhumane, but it's just, can we afford it? I know some will say we can't afford not to, but I don't know. Look what's happening to Greece. They don't even have a military budget, right? The second reason given for the market decline is the CPI came in a little hot. It was the core CPI, too. That's the one that really matters, right? Because the core CPI excludes what? Food and energy? Well, now the core CPI is showing a little heat. And usually, you know, in an increasing energy price environment, you normally don't see the core CPI go up too much because people are using their discretionary cash to buy energy, and they have less to spend on the other stuff. But we've actually seen oil prices kind of tail off a bit, or at least flatten, and we've also seen the economy pick up a little bit. Right, we are having growth. So, you know, I mentioned all the people at you know, Cheesecake Factory and the casinos, and you know, apparently they're spending money and in total, right? Even though individually, maybe we're getting hit a little bit more, but in total, it seems like they're spending enough to drive up prices. So that's it, right? Greece, core CPI, and then we have Pandora. Pandora went IPO this morning, and not quite as gangbusters as LinkedIn, right? And the funny thing is I was listening to CNBC at the first half hour or so, and you know, they're asking Pandora. They're saying, "Hey, how are you guys making money? You're not making money." And Pandora was trying to sneak out of that question a little bit, but it's true. I don't know how they're going to make money. You know, the only thing they can do is sell more advertising, and you know, that's one of the reasons people listen to Pandora, is they don't get a lot of the advertising. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I'm staying away from it. We'll see over the long term. I mean, heck, short term, anything can happen. Get a pop, get some excitement, but you know, on a big down day like today too, it's not like, I think LinkedIn came in and we're still near the bull market highs, but this is a little bit different now. We've had, we're in our seventh week of sliding, or potential seventh week of sliding, and they went IPO, so we'll see what that means for future IPOs like Zynga and that kind of thing. Well, hey, that's it. I'm on the way to work. It's a non-intro, no outro Audio Boo. Hey, I hope you're having a great one.